This is a guided lying down yoga meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at UMass Medical School. Welcome to Lying Down Yoga, part of the mindfulness-based stress reduction program for which you are enrolled. Approach your practice with a kind, curious attitude, being available for whatever you find. Please find a nice, quiet place to practice that's warm and comfortable, where you won't be disturbed, turning off your telephone or anything else that makes a noise, and letting those who you live with know that this is a time you've set aside to be with yourself in a particular way, paying attention to your body sensations, to thoughts that may arise, and emotions that may come and go. Please pay close attention to what would serve you in terms of the movements that I suggest. Remember, you're in charge, your body, your experience. Take your time to explore. At any point, turning off the tape so that you could stretch in a way that feels good, or pay close attention to what your body may need. Remember, you can't do this wrong so long as you're paying attention, moving slowly with awareness, and noticing what you find in as non-judgmental way as possible. So putting a mat or a blanket on the floor, preparing for your practice, and perhaps bringing to mind your intention to learn more about awareness, about yourself, to spend time with yourself, and caring for yourself in this particular way. It's best if you can practice every day, getting down on the floor a bit and working with your body, recalling all that your body does to work for you, and keeping in mind again that there is more right, even if there are problems. So coming first to lying on your back on the floor, legs outstretched, feet relaxed, falling away from each other, arms relaxed at your sides with the palms turned up, if that feels okay for you. And the head's resting gently on the floor. If you notice that the back of the neck feels constricted or the chin is jutting up close to the ceiling, gently lifting the head, stretching the back of the neck, and putting the head back down again. Much the same as we practiced in the body scan, noticing all the parts of the body that are being supported by the floor, perhaps the back of the heels and legs, the hips, the broad expanse of the back of the shoulders, arms, hands, back of the head. And just noticing how it feels to let the body release into the support of the floor. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but to practice being in this body, in this space, in this moment. Taking a few moments to notice the breath, where you feel the breath, the depth, the length, the frequency, knowing that this will change moment to moment as you practice, as will the sensations that arise, the thoughts, and the emotions. As best as you can, if you find yourself thinking, come back to the simple, bare sensation of the experience of moving the body with awareness. And then bringing your toes to pointing up towards the ceiling. The next time the breath comes in, inhaling the fingers up towards the sky, and then stretching the arms all the way up overhead, resting the arms on the ground if that's possible for you, bending your arms as much as you need to. And then stretching the body long, so stretching the toes and the fingers away from each other, If it feels good for you, you can stretch the right side, right toes and right fingers away, noticing the length on the right side of the body. And then stretching the left side of the body, toes and fingers moving away from each other. Tune in to see what feels good to you, stretching side to side, or both arms up overhead and both toes away. Again, paying attention to sensations, not overdoing or moving quickly. And then the next time the breath comes in, reaching the arms up towards the ceiling again, or the sky, and then bringing them back down to your sides. Pausing for a moment, rolling the palms up towards the ceiling if this feels okay. This is known as corpse pose, a pose that you can return to at any time, to rest, to notice. And then drawing your arms out to a T position, turning the palms down, bending the knees and placing the feet on the mat or the blanket, the floor. So knees are up towards the ceiling. And we're going to move in a pelvic rock, so pressing the low back down into the floor and then releasing. You may notice that there's a curve in the low back as the back is in neutral position. If it's difficult for you to feel this, you can put your hand back behind your low back and then press into your hand, tilting the pelvis up as you flatten that curve in the low back. And then reversing, arching the low back, lifting the back of the waist area up off the floor. Hips stay planted, shoulders stay planted. Gently rocking back and forth at your own time with your own breath, arching and flattening that curve in the low back. You can move with the breath, or just let the breath move freely in and out. If you choose to move with the breath, perhaps you can experiment with what it feels like to exhale as you press the low back into the floor and inhale as you arch the low back. And then coming to a neutral spine, just gently rocking the head from side to side, noticing the sensation of pressure across the back of the head as you move the head from side to side. Paying close attention to the neck area and the range of motion that you have in your neck, noticing how far the head turns from side to side. Again, no competition here, just curiosity. And then bringing the head back to neutral position. Go ahead and reach the knees in towards the chest, reaching around with your arms to grab a hold of the shins or the back of the thighs, drawing the knees in as close as you can to the chest area, noticing the sensations in the abdomen as you do that. You can rock a little from side to side. It may feel good to release the low back. And then if your neck feels okay, you can experiment with reaching your forehead towards your knees. Feel free to support your head with your hand if that helps. And then if you have picked your head up towards your knees, go ahead and release the head back down to the floor. Keeping your right knee in towards your chest, stretch your left leg out long on the floor. Again, the knee may be bent, that's fine. If you can straighten the knee so that the leg is straight, that's also fine. And then shifting your attention over to your right foot, roll your right foot in a circle, first one way, mindfully noticing sensations. And then the other way around. Then relaxing your right foot. Again, if your neck feels okay, reaching your forehead this time towards your right knee. Supporting the head with your hand if that's helpful. Or not reaching your forehead towards your knee if it's a strain on your neck. If you've picked your head up towards your knee, go ahead and replace your head back down on the floor. Shifting your attention over to your left toes, draw your left toes towards your face and your left heel away. So the leg is still extended on the ground, but you're just stretching your left toes towards your face and noticing the sensations up the back of the left calf. And then release your right knee, stretch your right leg out flat on the ground, and bring your left knee in towards your chest. Noticing the sensations on this side. And rolling your left foot in a circle, slowly with awareness, and then circling back around the other way. And then drawing your forehead towards your left knee, if that feels okay with your neck. Noticing sensations. And if you've picked your head up, releasing it, bringing it back to the floor. Shifting your attention over to your right foot, draw your right toes towards your face and stretch your left heel away. Again, noticing sensations across the back of the right lower leg and maybe the upper leg. And then releasing your left knee, stretching both legs long, returning back to corpse position, arms at your sides, palms turned up, feet relaxed and falling away from each other. Taking stock of the energy in the body, the sensations in the body, any thoughts that may be present. And then with attention, noticing all of the changes that are required in the body to make your way first onto your side and then up onto your hands and knees. Noticing the transition from lying on your back to coming onto hands and knees. Just good alignment to keep yourself safe. Be sure that your hips are over your knees. Knees are hip width apart. Ankles are directly behind your knees. And the shoulders are over the wrists. Fingers extended wide and long like a star. If this bothers your wrists, you can always come up onto fists. And also, if there are any positions as we move through the practice that you cannot do, then by all means, imagine yourself in that position. Imagine the body in that shape. It's a line between making some effort and exploring, but also not going beyond your limits, not pushing. So finding that space, only you know what that is. And then coming to cat-cow position. This is much like the pelvic rocking we just did lying on the back, but doing it on hands and knees. So beginning by letting your belly sag down towards the floor, lifting the back of the head, and lifting the base of the spine. And then reversing that position, pressing your waist area up towards the sky, dropping your chin towards your chest. If you had a tail, you'd be bringing it between your legs. Moving slowly back and forth from the arched position like a cat to the dropped position like a cow with your breath. You can experiment when you come into cow with the belly dropped towards the floor. Imagine you could bring your shoulder blades to touch on your back. And then when you reverse like a cat, really bring the low back up towards the sky. Noticing your breath as you move back and forth. You can experiment with exhaling as you move into a cat position, back arched up towards the sky, and then inhaling as you come into the cow position with the belly dropped towards the floor and the head and the tail lifting. and then pausing and coming back to neutral spine. We're going to do a balance pose next. So begin by stretching the right leg back, toes curled under, foot still on the floor, and then engaging the belly muscles to support the low back. Go ahead and lift that right foot up off the ground, thinking long, not so much as high, not lifting the right leg higher than the hip. And then extending your left fingers forward, keeping your gaze either on the floor or towards your left fingers as you reach the left arm long and the right leg long. Keeping the belly engaged, turning your attention to your breath, the strength, coming down whenever you need to. And then, if you haven't come down yet, releasing the left hand and the right knee back to the mat. And doing a little cat-cow again with the low back to release. And switching to the opposite side. So stretching first the left leg long behind you, foot still on the floor. And then as you're ready, engaging the belly muscles and lifting the left leg up off the mat. Stretching the left toes long. And then reaching the right fingers forward. Long line from the right fingers to the left toes. Gaze either remaining on the floor or towards your right fingers. Once again, finding the breath. Coming down as you need to. And then releasing, if you haven't already, taking the right hand and the left knee back to the mat. Once again, doing a little cat-cow, releasing the low back. And then mindfully making your way again, paying attention to the transition of moving from hands and knees onto your back one more time. This time bending the knees, keeping the feet on the mat, knees up towards the sky. Feet are hip width apart. Arms are at your side. And we're going to come up and down into bridge pose. So as you come up, remember to keep your knees in line with your hips, not falling out to the sides or in towards each other, and paying a close attention to what serves you in this moment. So as you're ready, pressing into the feet, lifting the hips up off the mat, the middle back all the way up to the upper back, coming into bridge pose, imagining your knees reaching long away from your shoulders. And then slowly, as you're ready, rolling down one vertebra at a time until the back is down on the mat. We'll come up into bridge pose one more time. This time, as you lift the hips, lifting the fingers towards the sky and the arms all the way up overhead. So as you're ready, pressing into your feet, lifting the hips, stretching the fingers towards the sky, and then letting bringing the arms all the way up overhead as you lift the middle back and upper back up. One long line, imagining your sternum could come to kiss your chin. And then once again, slowly rolling down one vertebra at a time as you bring the arms back down to the sides as well. And returning one more time to corpse position, resting pose, taking stock of the sensations in the body, of the energy in the body. And then bending the knees again, this time bringing the feet together and the knees together. And bending the elbows and making a pillow for your head. And we're going to twist, so as best as you can, keeping your shoulders on the mat, go ahead and let your knees come over towards the right, just as far as you are able. If you would like to turn your gaze towards your left elbow as your knees come right, that's one possibility, or keep your gaze up towards the sky. Your knees may come all the way to the ground, or they may come just a bit over to the right. Again, keeping track of what's real right now in your body. What is a good stretch, but not pain? Notice the possibility of striving to do more, or the opposite, not being engaged, not enough. And then bringing your gaze back up towards the sky if you've looked over towards the left, and your knees back up towards the center, and twisting in the opposite direction so the knees will come over towards the left, the gaze will turn towards the right elbow. Noticing all the sensations in the body. And then bringing your knees and your gaze back up towards the center. Releasing the arms, bringing them down to your sides. Keeping the left knee bent, left foot on the mat, stretch your right foot up towards the sky. You can support the right leg with your hands, either on the back of your thigh or your calf. You can stay right here if this is enough of a stretch for you, or you can choose to reach your forehead towards your right leg. Again, support your head with your hand if that is necessary for you. Coming down out of the pose as you need to. And then if you haven't, releasing your head back to the floor, bending your right knee, placing your right foot on the mat, and stretching your left foot up towards the sky. Supporting your left leg, either grabbing a hold of your pant leg or the back of your thigh or the left calf. And noticing the stretch, breathing, softening. And then as you're ready, if you choose to, lifting your forehead towards your left leg. And releasing the head back to the mat, releasing both feet to the mat and stretching the legs long. Coming back into corpse pose for a moment. Paying attention to the transition as you roll over onto your right side. Bending your right elbow and making a pillow for your head. Placing your left hand on the mat in front of your chest. As you lift your left leg up towards the sky. Reaching the leg long, lifting. Again, pay attention here to how high is high enough. Noticing sensations. And then releasing your left leg back. Paying attention to the transition of rolling over onto your left side. Bending the left elbow, making a pillow for your head. Both legs stretched long, right hand in front of your chest on the mat for support. And as you're ready, lifting your right leg just as high as is right for you in this moment. That will change from time to time, so paying attention to what's right now in this moment for you. And then releasing your right head back, your right leg back down onto the floor. And rolling over onto your belly. Placing your left cheek on the mat or making a pillow for your left cheek with your hands. Noticing what it feels like to be belly down on the floor, sensations of breathing. And then bring your chin to the floor or to your hands if you've made a pillow for your cheek. And lifting and lengthening your right leg back behind you. Think long. And releasing the right leg back to the floor. Lift and lengthen the left leg long behind you. Release that leg to the floor and make a pillow for the opposite cheek. Bend the knees and windshield wiper the feet back and forth from side to side. And then one more time, stretch the legs long. We're going to come up into airplane pose, so release the arms down to your sides, palms touching the side seams of your pants. Chin comes back to the mat. And lifting and lengthening both legs back behind you as you lift the head and the shoulders, drawing the fingertips towards the feet. Noticing the strength in the back of the body. Finding your breath. Coming down as you need to. And then releasing the body back down onto the floor. One more time, noticing the transition as you roll over onto your back, coming into corpse pose. This is also known as a resting pose at the end of any yoga practice. Allows the mind and body to integrate the benefits of the practice that you just did. And so letting the entire body release, mind soft, at ease, body relaxed, at ease. Following the breath. And lie here as long as you would like to for the end of your practice. And thank yourself for the wisdom and the time and the energy you took to take care of yourself in this way.